Here's Chick on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. What's the weather going to be like this week? Well, we've got Pat Pagano's forecast coming up for you in just a few moments. In the Republican American over this weekend, a story by Ruth Epstein. The judge has dismissed an appeal of PZC regulations in North Canaan. Torrington Superior Court Judge Dan Chabon dismissed an appeal by Ben Metcalf, owner of Metcalf Paving, seeking to invalidate the Planning and Zoning Commission's regulations pertaining to asphalt plants in town. The dispute's been a long one. The town attorney has represented the town in the case. The matter also has been an ongoing topic at zoning meetings, with many residents expressing concern about the presence of an asphalt plant. A grassroots organization formed to fight any extension of the plant. In his conclusion, Chabon states, quote, "This court concludes that it lacks the subject matter jurisdiction as the appeal before it is moot by virtue of the approved site plan plaintiffs previously received, and the plaintiffs have not established they were aggrieved by the defendant's approval of the zoning regulation amendment." The Sharon Playhouse has received federal bailout money. As of July 26, 131 Connecticut theaters, cinemas, event promoters, talent agents, and other entertainment industry tapped nearly $100 million from the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program. More than 15,000 applications came into the program. By July 26, the U.S. Small Business Administration had handed out over $7.6 billion, including nearly $100 million in Connecticut. Locally, the Sharon Playhouse, Tri-State Center for the Arts, received a little over $361,000, and Music Mountain received a little over $91,000. In what's become one of the strangest motions ever to pass the Kent Planning and Zoning Commission, Kent curbed a musical festival after complaints were filed. The three-day music festival's hours of operation were curtailed during the final night and morning of the event after neighbors' complaints on Saturday finally got the music to stop at 3 a.m. Land Use Administrator Donna Hayes sent a letter on Saturday morning notifying David Schreiber, owner of Club Getaway on South Kent Road. The music festival was not in compliance with the Planning and Zoning Commission's approval of the special event and must end the music at midnight Saturday and not start before 9 a.m. on Sunday. The transported festival, which began Friday and was scheduled to continue through Sunday afternoon, had multiple outdoor stages set up along the shore of Leonard Pond, but it left it unclear on its website and promotional material how many bands were really going to play. The website stated before the music would go late both Friday and Saturday nights with no exact ending time specified. The festival promoters said they had hoped to sell 800 tickets, but as of early in the week, they had only sold 400. A fourth wave of pandemic is now underway in the state of Connecticut, according to the state health officials. The recent increase in coronavirus cases and hospitalization rates among unvaccinated people indicates the beginning of a fourth pandemic wave in Connecticut. The State Department of Public Health reported Thursday the highly transmissible Delta variant is the cause of the unfolding outbreak. The latest weekly variant surveillance report estimated the Delta mutation represents almost 80% of coronavirus strains circulating in the state of Connecticut. It was first detected here in May. Urgency and frustration. The New York Education Commissioner is lamenting late COVID rules for schools. In a memo to school leaders, State Education Commissioner expressed frustration the governor's staff has yet to release health and safety guidelines for the opening of school this fall. Quoting here, "While the nature and extent of COVID-19 and its variants are still dynamic, it's essential that schools receive whatever guidance the governor and his Department of Health intend to offer about the 2021-2022 school year as soon as possible to provide time for people to take necessary measures to safely welcome students in September." The Salisbury Selectmen have canceled a regular August meeting at the Salisbury Board of Selectmen. First Selectman Curtis Rand passed along this message: "See you in September and have a nice rest of the summer." Sharon Park and Recreation presents the final of their Sharon Summer Concert Series coming up on August 4th. The Regulators, Roots Rock, American Country, and Blues. It's underwritten by Anonymous Underwriters. It's also put together by Sharon Package Store, Webster Bank, and Bad Members, the FTC Construction. More information, SharonParkAndRecreation.org. Sharon Hospital, part of New Vance Health, will host its online community update 5:30 till 7:30 on Thursday, August 5th via online live stream video. Members of the surrounding community are invited to join the webinar to hear from the hospital president discussing the latest hospital developments and updates on the affiliation that created New Vance Health. The independent monitor engaged by New Vance Health will be present to report on its review of compliance with the affiliation agreement issued by the Connecticut's Office for Health Strategy. A question and answer period will follow the presentation. Participants are encouraged to submit questions in advance. Email SharonHospital@NewVanceHealth.org or call 845-554-1734 with their name and telephone number. Instructions on how to join the virtual meeting are posted on the hospital's website, newvancehealth.org/CTForums. The event will also stream at facebook.com/Sharon Hospital. The American Mural Project is hosting preview tours on Thursday in August to view the current mural installation progress. The tours on August 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th will be offered at 5:30, lasting approximately 45 minutes, and precede the Friends of Main Street Summer Concert Series at East End Park. Pre-registration is required for the tours at 90 Whiting Street in Winsted, Connecticut. Limited registrations are available. For the reservations and more information, on the web, AmericanMuralProject.org/tours. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise in North Canaan at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post and Auxiliary continues this Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m. The Hot Shot Hillbillies. It's rain or shine. All activities are 6 till 9 p.m. Coming up at the Rolof Jansen Community Library, Bees and Beekeeping on Friday, August 6th from 10 to 11 in the morning. Children having the opportunity to learn all about bees and beekeeping from local beekeeper John Jasmine at the library. More information, rojanlibrary.org. Salisbury Congregational Church presents Meeting House Music Meditation the first Friday of every month from noon till 12:30. A half hour of organ and instrumental music free to the community at Salisbury Congregational Church. The August Meeting House Music and Meditation will be held this Friday with selections from Bach, Pachelbel, and Mendelssohn. An exhibition of painting and other forms of art, the Rose Algren Art Show, will open up on Friday with no reception from 2 till 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 12 noon at Cornwall Consolidated School in West Cornwall. Portions of the proceeds are donated to Cornwall Women's Society Scholarship Fund. More information, rosealgrenartshow.org. Friday on the Green continues with summer events in Norfolk's Village Green this coming Friday. African Drumming and Storytelling presented by the Norfolk United Congregational Church and the Norfolk Library. The 62nd Annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair will be held Saturday all day on the Green, typically between 60 and 80 vendors offering original works. The show opens at 10, closes at 5 p.m. It's rain or shine. Food services are available. It is a free event. Sharon Methodist Church will be having another tag sale on Saturday from 9 to 3 in the basement, Upper Main Street, which is still full. Prices will be negotiable. Community Dog Show, the front lawn of the Stockbridge Library on Saturday, 10:30 till 1, a day filled with dogs and fun, raffle prizes, children's craft table, dog-themed story time, and story walk, and you can read aloud to a dog. The Kent Memorial Library has local artist Thomas Franklin having artwork display at the library's galley. It continues through the end of August. Now, a special reception will be held this Saturday at the library from 4 until 6 p.m. Ancrum Opera House announces the in-person return of Storytelling Stories, Real People, Real Stories, August 7th at 7 p.m. The summer's presentation features authentic personal narratives told by four local residents for a live audience at the Hilltop Barn, Rojan Park in Hillsdale, New York. Tickets and more information, ancrumoperahouse.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,935.47, the NASDAQ at 14,672.68, and the S&P 500 at 4,395. 95.26. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.